for Sunday, March 24th. This is Food in 5 Minutes, the part of the Ken on Food podcast that brings you 5 food stories from the past week served fresh in 5 minutes or less. My name is Ken McGuire, and wherever you're listening to this right now, I hope that you're well. And thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day to catch up with me on some stories from the Irish food world and beyond. It's been a fun week. The bank holiday kind of helps in making the days fly by. Local to me, the Mountain View markets have returned again in Kilkenny, so if you get the chance, check them out. But for sure, check out the loaded fries that they're serving. You will find some photos on my Instagram account to testify just how good they are. And if you like what you hear and you're on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, consider leaving a 5-star review for the podcast, because every little helps and all that. And if you've got a story of your own to share at any stage, you can drop an email to ken@kenonfood.com and we can talk. For now though, let's get on with this week's stories. Where last week was the turn of the restaurants in Leinster, this past week saw Connacht's Finest recognised with the latest of the regional rounds of this year's Irish Restaurant Awards. Now in its 15th year, the awards aim to promote and support the very best of the Irish hospitality sector, from local food heroes to top restaurants, chefs, wine experiences, pubs, food trucks and loads more. To give you a taste and something for your notes if you happen to be planning a trip to the west of Ireland anytime soon, the winners of the best restaurant in Galway was Black Rock Cottage, with the Red Bank picking up the award for Leitrim in Roscommon. That went to the Purple Onion Kitchen. One of my favourites in recent years, Alavon, scooped the honour in Sligo, with Poachers picking up the best restaurant in Mayo. You can check out the full results from the night online now at kenonfood.com. And next on the circuit, I can tell you, is the turn of the Munster hospitality sector. That is this coming Wednesday in Killarney. Next story is a bit of a mash of three from my own hometown, where there have been closures, openings and new beginnings all in the past week. If you're familiar with Kilkenny at all, you're likely to know the Ground Floor Cafe on High Street. It's been tucked away in the corner opposite the AIB in the middle of town for the last 20 years or so, where they've been serving up some of the finest soups and sandwiches and scones and coffees known locally. Earlier this week, the signs went up to say that they were closing doors, with tributes still coming in on Facebook in reaction to a piece that I posted earlier this week. It's fairly evident that the team there are going to be missed, and I wish them all the very best. While one door closes, the Kilkenny Food Hall at Kilkenny Design Centre has rebranded. It's reopened, firing on all cylinders. It's now going to be known as the Castle Cafe, located on the ground floor where the food hall was. And lastly for Kilkenny, the Smithwick's Experience have announced a whole series of food and drink events that are going to take place in the Barrel Yard, beginning the Easter weekend with an Indian twist, turning the attention to Mexican cuisine over the following weekend. That's the 5th to the 7th of April. From May, they're going to be opening every weekend until September, mixing it up with food trucks, local and visiting DJs and bands, and all the details are on kenonfood.com right now. Now, they say that only the best and highest quality products can reach the standard required for PGI labelling or protected geographical indication, and Irish grass-fed beef has gone and done just that. Now, I know it was secured in December, but there was a big event this week in Milan which put the first Irish grass-fed beef PGI products out to supermarkets. The protected geographical indication, this is a name that identifies a product that originates in a specific place or region or country, whose given quality, reputation or other characteristic is essentially attributable to its defined area of origin. That sounds very technical. And at least one of the production steps takes place in the defined geographical area. When it comes to things food and wine, they can be granted either a protected designation of origin or a PDO, or a protected geographical indication, which is PGI. The list for Irish foods isn't huge. To give you an idea, we've got about 9 registered. We've got Clare Island Salmon, Imokilly Regatto, Timoleague Brown Pudding, Connemara Hill Lamb, the Waterford Blah, Oriel Sea Salt, Oriel Sea Minerals, Sneem Black Pudding and Achill Island Sea Salt. It's a big step, it's a big deal. It's about 5 years of work to get it to the PGI status, and the event in Milan this week only serves to bolster the quality of Irish beef on the international market. On the industry front, one of the big stories from the past week was Unilever's announcement that they're going to cut 7,500 jobs locally, and they're spinning off Ben & Jerry's and everything ice cream related into a separate business unit, all as part of cost-saving measures. Unilever also holds strings on the likes of Cornetto and Magnum and Walls and other ice cream brands. Now, to me, premium ice cream is expensive. I was looking at the Financial Times, they have it this week too. The cost of the ingredients for said premium ice creams have soared, and with the likes of Aldi and Lidl selling quote-unquote fake Magnums or alternatives to Ben & Jerry's and Magnums at more of a cut price, you can see why Unilever might be looking to cash out given the competition that's in the sector. Now, while there's no figure on what the job losses would mean on the Irish front, the 7,500 cuts are expected to be predominantly office-based roles. This is according to the Irish Times and the New York Times this week, and it amounts to about 6% of Unilever's global workforce. And for the last story for this week, we're sticking with the Irish side of things, because hot on the heels of the Killarney Cup project, it looks like Tullamore and County Offaly could be making moves to go single-use cup-free when it comes to takeout teas and coffees. To-Go Cup announced this week that they're working with a number of businesses in the Offaly town to reduce the overall consumption and waste of single-use cups. So from this week, you can grab a To-Go Cup for a €2 deposit from Meat and Fit, The Little Coffee Hut, Tullamore Court Hotel, The Copper Still, Ballycommon Bakehouse, Honeybean, The Square Cafe and Oris and Kunde as well, with the call out for more businesses to join up. And that's it. Another week in the bag, another 5 stories to help you along with your morning cup of coffee, and all going according to plan. I'll be back to do it all again next week. If you want some more listening, some more reading, some more details, consider a free subscription to my newsletter. It's called The Week in Food and it's available on Substack. Look for kenonfood.substack.com, and I've got loads of links on the blog as well. So until next Sunday, which is Easter Sunday, have a great week and I'll talk to you then. Good luck.